Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Fucking yuck. Oof. She's bitching about the food at Chuck E. Cheese. That's like going to a whorehouse and complaining about the decor. You can find me on Etsy. I'd rather find you dead in a ditch. Horrific. What the fuck do you need to say that for?
Hashtag ish.
I'm your classic girl next door. If she lived next door to me, I'd fucking move. Teamwork makes the dream work. No, it doesn't. It takes exactly 1 second to get out of your mouth. You're not saving any time. You're not in a rush. Motherfucker. Bro, you good? Ugh. I don't like it. At all. Welcome to the Jim Florentine Everybody is Awful podcast on Barstool Sports. September 25th, I'll be at the Patchogue Theater, Long Island, New York. Crease with Kids show, Rich Voss, Ron Bennington, Robert Kelly. October 7th through the 9th, Funny Stop Comedy Club, Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. October 1st and 2nd, I'll be at the Kenosha Comedy Club, Kenosha, Wisconsin. And October 22nd, I'll be at the Emmaus Theater in Emmaus, Pennsylvania. And November 5th through the 7th, the Skankfest South in Houston, Texas. Me and a bunch of like 300 other comics, Skankfest South. Also, Monsters on the Mountain. It's a music festival I'll be hosting, doing stand-up at in the fucking mountains in Tennessee. Pigeon Forge, October 15th through the 17th. All dates are up on jimflorentine.com. And I'll be opening for that band Blackberry Smoke in Atlantic City, November 19th and 20th at the Showboat Hotel. Anyway, let's get to the podcast. Awful Sports Cliches is going to be the podcast this week with this NFL season starting. I guess this is coming out the day after opening day on Monday. So I won't do a NFL preview. I don't know. It just, I don't really give a fuck. Basically, I don't know. I think the Packers and Ravens will probably be in a Super Bowl and the Packers will probably win because Aaron Rodgers is a bitch. And he's all about revenge, and he's going to win a Super Bowl and then leave the Packers after this year because he's a crybaby and a drama queen. So I'm thinking the Packers are going to win, probably the Ravens, but what the fuck do I know? The NFL's in a good spot. You know, look, they changed the Redskin name because you can't say Redskin anymore because I guess, you know, that's offensive. It wasn't before that, all those other years. Like, they just changed the Cleveland Indians name in baseball. Starting like what, April 1st next year when the season starts? They're still called the Indians now, but April 1st, 2022, they're going to be called the Cleveland Guardians. So for now, you could still call them the Indians, but just know after April 1st of next year, if you go, yeah, let's go check out a game. I think the Yankees are playing the Indians. I mean, the Guardians. It's almost like you feel like you tripped yourself up. You're like, I'm not supposed to say that word anymore. Now it's offensive. If that word Indians is offensive, then why didn't they change the name right now? Why didn't they change it fucking 3 months ago when they came up with another new goofy name? Right? They didn't. Because it's not offensive. So if you catch yourself saying the Cleveland Indians next year, you could still say it. Don't be like, oh, I didn't mean it slipped. Because if that word's so offensive, they wouldn't wait till April to get rid of it. It's all bullshit. You caved into the mob, and the mob won. People that go to fucking Cleveland Indian games are not offended. People that go to Redskin games are not offended. So, good. That's great. The NFL's going to have end racism, and we're all in this together again in the end zone. In the back of the end zone, yeah, because that really worked. Didn't you see the racism is down like 90%? in the United States because they started it last year. So really, the number, it really helped. It's down like 90% since they put end racism, because a lot of people that don't like other races, when they saw that in the end zone, end racism, go, you know what? You're right. Let's just end it. I don't hate black people. I don't hate brown people. I don't hate white people anymore. I don't know, you know, just that saying, just when I saw that my favorite player score a touchdown and went in the end zone and I saw end racism, I don't hate brown people anymore. I don't hate white or black. It's all good. It really worked. Because that's really making a big difference. And look, they're going to have stickers on the back of the helmets that players can wear, Black Lives Matter, and, another end racism, you know, because that's, it's going to help. It really is. Because, you know, by putting a sticker on a helmet or putting it in the fucking end zone, that's going to make people not be racist anymore. But look, the NFL can get away with it. They signed these big TV deals where they got all this TV money coming in, billions and billions of dollars. So they're not so relying on the ratings. So people go, fuck you, I'm not watching anymore. I'm done with this shit. I don't want this mixed in with football. You're going to lose some of those people, definitely, but the NFL doesn't give a shit. They're in a good spot. They got their TV money, and with the gambling now, everybody can gamble. There's a million different fucking, you know, fan duels, fan this, fuck that, you know, whatever. Gambling sites, and you could do in-game gambling. Everyone's got it on their phone. They're all fucking gambling constantly. It's legal in fucking half the states now, whatever. You could do all that shit on your phone. They know they got people hooked. They got people hooked in the NFL. So anyone that, if that bothers them, that other bullshit that they do, doesn't matter. The NFL knows, hey, we got gambling now. It was so funny. The NFL was solely against gambling for years. This is terrible. We'll never put a team in Vegas. You can't do this. You can't. And now all of a sudden there's a team in Vegas. They're taking gambling ads. The fucking ads all over the stadium are all about gambling sites. Yeah, all of a sudden, you know, what about the integrity of the game? They don't give a fuck. But they're in a good position, and that's why they could do all this bullshit on the side, your little political statements, because they know they got people hooked. Even if they lose 10% of people that used to watch and won't watch anymore, 10 to 15%, you got 10 or 15% more that never watch. They're going to start watching just because they can gamble. So, in other words, if that shit bothers you, they're fucking, they don't care. They're going to keep doing it. So, yeah, there you go. We're all in this together, are we? I don't think we are. But that's good that you put that out there. Anyway. Awful sports cliches is the podcast this week. But let's get to just a quick lie. This guy, Dan said this in. He goes, Jim, I know this guy never happened. He scored a cute old abroad and just makes this shit up. So the guy took a picture of him and his wife. And he says, a funny thing happened today while on vacation. We went to the grocery, we went grocery shopping and decided to divide and conquer. Ugh. You're going to pick up fucking ketchup for the hamburgers and hot dogs and some relish that you're making on the grill on vacation, okay? In a local grocery store, you're not dividing and conquering. All right, I go pick up these couple things. You go pick up that. You're not divided. You're just a fucking nerd. Anyone's going to say that. That's real funny. A funny thing happened on the way. So they went grocery shopping and they decided to divide and conquer. I left my wife at the deli counter and then returned. I was obviously affectionate to her, and the woman asked if we were dating. I said, no, married 2 years. She said, I never see married people be so affectionate. I said, I love my wife. Eesh. Eesh. Fucking yuck. Even if that did happen, why did you have to post that? Why did everybody have to know that? Okay? you married the woman. I have a feeling you might like her. I have a feeling you might have some kind of feelings towards her. Okay? You're 2 years into your marriage, so you're hanging in there so far. So I have a feeling you like her. Okay, the woman at the counter didn't say that. And first of all, you go, a funny thing happened today. What's funny about that story? That you decided to go one way and your wife went the other way. You left her at the deli counter and you went and go got some other shit. You come back to the deli counter, you start being affectionate to your wife, and the woman goes, hey, you guys dating? No, we're married 2 years. Wow, I never seen people so affectionate to each other. Yeah, that's because I love my wife. Where is it funny? What's the funny thing that happened? Tell me. You know, if you and your wife went in the grocery store together and you were on vacation and you had this thing planned and you're all excited and she goes, yeah, we got to go in the grocery. I got to pick up a few things. And you're walking with her and she picks up a box of tampons. She's like, oh, man, I just got my period like 10 minutes ago. I can't believe it. Bad timing on the vacation. And then you go, well, I'll start the car. Let's go. Let's just go back home. I'll cancel the reservation. That would be a funny thing that happened. That'd be amusing. You know, when the husband goes, should we just cancel a hotel room then? I mean, what are we doing? We're not going to have any fun. That would be a funny thing that happened. You and your wife splitting up in a grocery store. And then the woman behind a counter would never say, oh, you guys dating? Are you guys married? Now we're married to, I'm just, because I love my wife. You're allowed to love your wife. You're allowed to do all of those things. You're allowed to be affectionate. You don't have to post this bullshit on social media. Nobody's buying it. Okay, I don't know what you're trying to do. Maybe you think that's a guy at work that might scoop up your wife. So you want to fucking, and you know that they're friends on Facebook. So you figure if I post this, maybe he'll just say, he'll know to stay away. I'm not sure what this guy's reasoning was, or he's completely pussy whipped and he has to kiss it. He married an older woman, so he needs a mommy. You know? Maybe that's what it is. So maybe he did something bad on vacation. But I just want to brag about what a great guy I am and what a great marriage we have. And I'm really affectionate. I don't care if we do it in public, even at the fucking deli counter. That's how much I love my wife. You think this guy wants any pats on the back? You think this guy needs a little attention? You think this guy's looking for, oh, you guys are so sweet together. Love this couple. You motherfucker. You piece of shit. Mike sent this in. He goes, Jim, a guy posts, I'm at this festival and I saw this girl drop her sunglasses in her beer. I told her she dropped her beer goggles. This is why people don't hang out with me in public. He goes, and then he put a crying laugh face. And Mike goes, 20 people like this. Yuck, fucking yuck. This is why you're being removed from my feed. You didn't say that. You didn't see a girl drop her sunglasses in her beer. And if you did, you didn't say, I told you dropped your beer goggles. Oh, because the sunglasses went in the beer. Is that the joke? But sunglasses are different than goggles. So how would those sunglasses that fell into that beer all of a sudden turn into goggles? It wouldn't. It fucking wouldn't. All right, you didn't say that. And nobody hangs out with you. Nobody wants to hang out with you in public because you're fucking annoying, you're obnoxious, and you're a fucking liar. Is why. You put a crying laugh face. That was really funny. You have no friends because you're an asshole. That's why. You make up stories. Man, you're not going to believe what happened to me today. And, you know, the guy on the other end of the phone is just holding the phone out. Here we go. What crazy story happened now? This is nuts. This is nuts. And one more. Mark sent this in. He goes, hey, Jim, I think Eric Carmen's Hungry Eyes may be the number one song on the playing. They play at stores and gas stations, and in this case, the rest stop on the Jersey Turnpike. I run into the bathroom in order not to shit my pants and take a seat, and I'm treated to another play of Hungry Eyes. Shit sounds of mine added with shit sounds to the left and right stalls with random flushes accompany this rendition. I quit. I wish I could say this was the low moment of my life, but not even close. That's pretty bad when you got guys shitting on both sides of you in a stall and they're doing courtesy flushes, this and that. And you're really only like, you know, a foot and a half away from the guy sitting on the bowl between the, you know, the stalls. You're really close. And the fumes are coming up from underneath. And then you got Eric Carmen's Hungry Eyes playing at the same time. That is a fucking, that's a low moment in your life. I'm surprised that's not the worst thing that ever happened to you. Because I can't think of anything worse. Awful sports cliches. This isn't so much of a sports cliche, but it fits. Keith sent this in. He goes, Jim, shit that pisses me off, wearing your team's shirt and someone asks you, hey, you're a Capitals fan, huh? What's wrong with their defense? He goes, I don't know. I watch on TV like you. I'm not in the coach's room watching tape. What do you think, coach? I don't like that either. All right. I don't like when someone sees a sports team and their friend, you know, and they like that team too, and they go, who are we going to draft this year? We? I'm not part of the team. I don't work for the team, and I don't own the team. I'm just a dumb fan that watches the game. I don't know what's going on in the front office, and it's none of my fucking business. But that's good, you know. What do you think of the Capitals this year? What's going on with their defense? Yeah. You're like, yeah, I don't know. I don't have too much insight I could give you on their plans to strengthen their defensive play. You know, since I'm standing in the same fucking line at Dunkin' Donuts for coffee as you are on game day. It's weird because nobody comes up to you if you're wearing a band t-shirt, like a rock band t-shirt, go, hey, how come that last album sucked? They only do it with sports. What's going on with your team this year? How the fuck do I know? Why are you asking me? Am I the coach? Kurt sent us in. He goes, Jim, you recently mentioned sports cliches. So the one that comes to mind with the NFL and the NBA and the NHL playoffs going on is when a young player has a great game and they go, he's too young to know he should feel pressure when the announcer says that. So stupid. These are world-class athletes making anywhere from 6 to 8 figures. I think they know the importance of what's going on. Also, I cover high school sports, and I can't stand the coaches who wedge a variation of the team motto into every sentence. Most kids playing high school football are out to fuck around with their friends and get chicks. No corny cliche is going to change your ability to catch a pass. Yeah. They do it all the time. You know, he's a rookie. He doesn't feel the pressure. You know, if a rookie runs out of bounds, you know, in a football game, there's like less than 2 minutes left. They're trying to run out the clock. And the rookie running back, you know, runs outside and he runs out of bounds to stop the clock for the other team because they have no timeouts left. Oh, man, that was a rookie mistake. A rookie didn't realize he should have stayed in bounds, you know, that was a veteran move to stay in bounds. A rookie knows that. A rookie's in Pop Warner football. He knew to fucking stay in bounds. In high school, he definitely knew to stay in bounds. In college, he knows if he runs out of bounds, the fucking clock is going to stop. And it's going to help the other team have some more time if they get the ball back. So it has nothing to do with them being young. It has nothing to do with, you know, every fucking college kid, especially football, played in stadiums with fucking like, you know, at least 60,000 people for 4 years, three, 4 years in college. So they played in front of a lot of people. College baseball, you know, fucking playing in the minor leagues, even, you know, you may be playing in front of 4,000 or 5,000 people. And the other team is booing you, the other fans, you know, booing your team. So you're used to it. You've been around it. He's too young to know he should feel the pressure. But they never felt pressure. Like these kids that, you know, these kids that made the pros never felt pressure playing sports in middle school, high school, college, just now. You know, those big bowl football games, the college football, they got like 10 million people watch it, but no pressure. They know it's a big bowl game. It's on fucking New Year's Day. Everybody's hungover. They're going to watch college football. But that's, yeah. Doesn't feel, he just feels the pressure now. Those dumb NCAA tournaments, the basketball. You got your brackets? I got my brackets. I'm all ready to go. No pressure either, as half of America watches those games. Yeah. He's too young. No, he's not. He's not at all. Okay? The guy's got a good fucking... He could block that shit out. That's what he is. He has fucking mind control. Okay? That he doesn't give a fuck. He's in a zone. I'll give that. That's huge in sports. You fucking let it go. You make a mistake. 5 seconds later, you're good to go. You don't carry that shit with you the rest of the game. What do we got next here? Julia sent this in. Jim, big hockey fan here in the NHL. It's whatever, in the postseason. Suddenly, everywhere I look, I'm seeing people use the term lofts. LOFFS. Because apparently the word playoffs is too long for them to say. And she writes, probably because their mouths are full of dick. Horrendous. That's fucking great. Lofts. Oh, the lofts are starting soon. Any reason? Did you get to the word any quicker? Are you too busy to say the word playoffs? If you are, you're too busy to watch a fucking playoff game. That's an eighth of a second you saved by saying lofts instead of playoffs. Why would anyone think that lofts is a good idea? It really doesn't save any time, and most people won't know what the fuck you're talking about, right? If you're going to go, oh, man, I can't wait for the lofts to start next week. What's that, a new Netflix series? What the fuck are you talking about? No, the playoffs. Because now you got to explain it. Like, you're trying to save time by cutting off play, so you don't have to say play. So you're just trying to say lofts. But then you're going to have to explain it. Because what other fucking asshole would know? Hopefully to make the lofts this year. What the fuck is the lofts? It's the playoffs. I never heard that. Yeah, I've been hearing a lot of guys at work say it. You just spent fucking another 47 seconds explaining why you just said lofts when you were trying to save time. I'll tell you, man, you know, you want to like hockey, and I want to like hockey, and I'll watch it sometimes. Going to a game is great. You know, I'll watch more playoffs and shit every year. I say I'm going to get into it, but it's hard because they have the worst cliches. They have the worst by far. All the shit that you guys send in that they fucking say, the biscuit in the basket and the fucking whatever those other ones are, just fucking horrific. A hat trick, they call a hattie. I got a hattie. I don't even know what the fuck they call it a hat trick for, because you got three goals and all these fucking douchebags throw their hats on the ice after they score three goals. So you got a hat that you like. You know, that fucking fits good and you've been wearing it for years. Now you got to throw it on the ice because a guy in your team scored three goals. He got a hattie, so I threw my hat. Yuck. I don't know what's going on. I don't know why hockey does it, but it's fucking brutal. And it needs to stop. What are you going to start calling the Stanley Cup? The S-Tup? Yeah, it's starting soon. Look, one positive of this podcast is Cut's clothing. If we can all agree on that. Look, you need some good quality clothes if you're a man. Okay? Go to cutsclothing.com/offer for 15% off the only shirt worth wearing. They got great shirts. They got polo shirts. Like every once in a while, you got to have a few polo shirts. I don't know what kind of job you have, or maybe you're going to go play golf or something. You need a polo shirt. They got wrinkle-free Pika polo shirts. Okay, just that it's wrinkle-free. Why wouldn't you buy six of them? You know how annoying it is to have shirts that need to be ironed, or you got to throw them in the dryer and kind of fluff them up to get those wrinkles out? Where if you got to wear a polo shirt for something, like, this is perfect. It's wrinkle-free. I'll wear this every time, but let me buy five of them. Look, this is good quality clothes, and you get 15% off if you're a podcast listener. Each piece of clothing is designed with custom engineered fabric, expertly graded for the perfect fit, arming you for every challenge and opportunity. Look, their motto is, it's not just a lifestyle, it's not just clothing, it's office leisure apparel for the sport of business. Get 15% off your first order by going to Cuts, C-U-T-S, cutsclothing.com/awful. That's cutsclothing.com/awful for 15% off. Give it a shot. Ladies, you got your man, you hear your guy listening to this podcast, you're like, that guy's so angry. He just complains all the time, but you heard cutsclothing.com. Hey, his birthday's coming up. Chris is coming up. I'll get him some clothes from there. I'll save 15% of my first order. Fucking beautiful. Let him get the clothes before the lofts start. The lofts are starting soon. You know? We want to make sure. All right. Scott writes in, hey, Jim, this Kenyan runner, whatever the fuck his name is the only human ever to run a marathon in under 2 hours. His slogan is, no human is limited. He goes, I also saw some video of a guy in a wheelchair doing flips and tricks in his chair at a skateboard park. His friends in the video said, this guy is proof that you could do anything. He goes, Scott writes, I've been a fit, athletic guy my whole life, and I've trained hard to compete no matter what sport I'm doing. I've always been on the very good side of every sport. I've never excelled. I'm living fucking proof that humans are limited and we can't do anything we want. Fuck all these terrible sports cliches. They make people who never made it in any sport feel like shit. These cliches actually unmotivate me. He's right. Okay. You know, a guy in a wheelchair, this is proof that you could do anything. Really? Well, then shouldn't he get rid of the wheelchair then? If he's proof he could do anything? Come on, motherfucker, let's race. Come on, you could do anything. Get out of the fucking wheelchair and let's do a 40-yard dash. Let's see who wins. Because you could do anything. This guy's proof he could do anything. So that means I could do anything. That's good. So I guess I can get pregnant tomorrow. That's good. I didn't know I could do anything. I'm going to start training for the next... When's the next Olympics? 2022? Or whatever the fuck it is? I'm going to start training for it because, you know, that guy in the wheelchair in that skateboard park, he's proof he could do anything. So, look, I'm all for the guy fucking still living his life, being happy. That's got to be rough. But his friends don't have to go, this guy's living proof he could do anything. Okay? He can't. You know? He can't. I bet you when Andre the Giant, I'm trying to think of a real tall guy. I mean, LeBron, now he's like 6'7" or something. I don't know who the fuck's, but let's just say Andre the Giant. If he was still alive, he was 7'4". I have a feeling this guy in a wheelchair couldn't touch Andre's face. That's all I'm saying. If Andre was standing straight up. So obviously he can't do everything. All right? He probably wouldn't want to date a girl that lived on the second floor that didn't have an elevator in her business, in her building. That's all I'm saying. No human is limited. Yeah. The guy's from Kenya. He can run fast. I'm a fucking white guy from Jersey. I'm slow as shit. But, you know, hey, no human is limited. That's good. Then why is that Kenyan runner wasting his time running? If he doesn't have any limits, why does he just grow some wings and start flying during the races? What the fuck is he training? You know how much he must train? Fucking shin splints, fucking his feet sore, soaking them every night, fucking exhausted, his knees are killing him. Just fly, because no human is limited. The Kenyan guy, he's 36 years old. I want to talk to him when he's 66 and ask him if he's a little more limited than he was 30 years ago. I have a feeling he's going to realize he has some fucking limits. This guy could do anything. And Scott's right about that. It really, like, he's always been really good, very good, but not amazing in all these sports that he's always played. He's tried. You know, so he's like, they make people who never made it in these sports feel like shit. And he's right. Like, oh, you could do anything. You dream big. You know, your dreams can come true. All of that shit. It's like, no, it doesn't. It doesn't work for everybody. Some people get lucky. Some people in the right spot at the right time or whatever the fuck it is, or got the right coach to fucking coach them and made them into an amazing athlete. But like Scott said, hey, I was just pretty, very good at shit, but never amazing. And then I see this shit and you're going to make me feel like shit. Well, maybe I didn't put enough time in. The guy probably did. He put enough time in those, but he just wasn't fucking amazing. You can watch a kid play fucking sports and you're going to know that kid's never going to make it to the majors. He's going to be good, but he ain't going to make it to the majors. He's not getting a scholarship. He's good, but he's not. He ain't getting no scholarship. You could see it. But according to this, you could do anything, no matter what. Fucking Tim Tebow, that fucking the most positive man on the face of the earth, been trying to play, tried to play baseball for 3 years, fucking in the minor leagues. Okay? That guy fucking, you know, beat all the odds, was amazing in college, fucking had a great first year, then sucked after that, went, tried baseball for 3 years, never really made it to the majors, was in fucking double and triple A the whole time, fucking finally retires from baseball, then he tries football again, let me go as a tight end to the Jaguars, I'm in my 30s, he gets cut in fucking training camp. So that motherfucker, he's not doing everything. He's limited, just like everybody else. But keep throwing them things out there. That's great. Yeah, just do it. Do what? Do fucking what? What, pay fucking $40 extra for your sneakers? Is that what I got to do? Just do it? So someone can look down, oh, wow, you're wearing Nikes. Yeah, I paid $40 extra for the fucking ads that they constantly bombard people with. I had to pay for the ads, but it's worth it because you noticed I have Nikes on. Hey. Matt sent this one in. He goes, Jim, for this awful tweet, I hope this team folds. A professional team's Twitter should just be there to update on injuries and signings and trades. Not on funny jokes nobody asked for. That's fucking great. I love that rage. So on the Arizona Coyotes hockey team, on their Twitter account, they must have just played the St. Louis Blues in a game. And it says, hey, St. Louis Blues, we know yesterday was Valentine's Day, so this might be bad timing, but we were thinking that after today, We should see other teams. And it's not us, it's you and those ugly red uniforms. Oof. You think anybody laughed at that? You think anybody that goes to the Arizona Coyotes Twitter account was going to find that funny? Do you think anyone was talking about that? Do you think anyone said, dude, did you see what's, you know, someone that's a fan of the Coyotes, dude, did you see, calls his friend, did you see their fucking, what the Coyotes just posted on Twitter? No, what's going on? They fucking make a major trade? Did they re-sign that star player? They finally give him the extension? No, man, it's a fucking funny joke on there. About, you know, they can't see the Blues anymore, even though it's bad timing because it's Valentine's Day. It's really funny. And that, like I said, going back to hockey, there's something going on there with this fucking nerd shit, with this goofy fucking terrible lofts and your fucking Hatties and the Coyotes. We're going to see other teams. It's not you. It's the ugly red uniforms. Hilarious. I looked this up. The Coyotes were in fifth place in the division last year. Maybe they should focus on the games instead of Twitter jokes. Like, whoever wrote this should be immediately fired from the team. Like, this is worse than a racial slur posted on the team's Twitter account. To me, it is. To me, it's worse. I'd put this under disinformation like they do with the coronavirus shit, you know, on Twitter. Because you technically can't see other teams. Right there, that's disinformation. Plus, you know whoever posted this uses every sports cliche there is. You know? So, you know, like he said, he calls it a Hattie and all that other shit. This is disinformation. You can technically not go see other teams and break up with another team. You can't do that. And the Blues ended the season with 27 wins and 20 losses. The Coyotes had 24 wins and 26 losses. So I wonder if the fans are still laughing at these hilarious Twitter jokes after their team finished behind the Blues. Like, this might have been a better insult if the Coyotes didn't have ugly red uniforms too. Like, this is like Phil Collins accusing Billy Joel of making shitty 80s music. As soon as Billy Joel got in the 80s, his music was fucking terrible. And Phil Collins is just fucking stinks all around. Has any of this social media bullshit ever gotten even one new person to watch a game? Like, is that going to draw somebody in? I don't think any fucking millennial or whatever the fuck they're called has ever checked the Coyotes Twitter account and go, you know, I hate sports and I never watched a game in my life, but this hilarious post, it's going to make me want to buy season tickets. This is a fun account. Sports teams don't have to make their social media entertaining. They really don't. That's what the games are for, right? The games are the ones that are entertaining, not the fucking social media account. The only thing they should be posted on Twitter is if their players just got suspended for using fucking drugs, tested positive, or if they beat their girlfriend. That's all. Yeah, tell me how many punches the guy landed on his wife. I'm sure you could fit that into 143 characters. That's what I would want to know. Oh, he beat his wife. How many punches before he knocked her out? 16? Yeah, that's information. Yeah, go to the Twitter feed. They said 16. I'm into sports, and I never follow any sports teams I like on social media. If anything major ever happened to the team, you know, they would just put out some bland, generic statement. Yeah, we just re-signed so-and-so. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I saw it on the NFL Network 2 hours ago. What do we have next here? Darren sent this in. Jim, I can't stand it when somebody's announcers say that this player is a matchup nightmare. They say that for tight ends like Travis Kelce, who always seems to be wide open, it's ridiculous and it makes me rage. I don't know that matchup slept very much or even that they can dream. He goes, anyway, thanks for the podcast. He goes, I don't think you have many doctors listening to your show. I try to turn some of my colleagues on to you and they get annoyed with me and want to know what's wrong with me. That's fucking great. Yeah, I can see a doctor's not having a big sense of humor about this shit. They got other problems. They're trying to save lives. You know what I mean? They got patients constantly fucking, you know, asking them dumb questions. They're very busy. They got very busy lives. So I understand why they don't get this podcast. But a matchup nightmare. You know, I've been hearing that one for years. And I never even thought about that one. Like, that's now that's going to bother me. Because now it bothers me a lot. Oh, this is a matchup nightmare. If it's a nightmare, shouldn't there be like a monster or a vampire on the field, right? Isn't that a nightmare? Something fucking crazy? Is anyone watching a Chiefs-Raven game going to go, I have nightmares the night because Travis Kelce was open the whole game? Anybody? All the Raven fans will have the same story the next day. Yeah, what a brutal night I had. Constant nightmares with that tight end open the whole game. Yeah, me too. Is anyone saying that Sunday morning when the Ravens are going to play the Chiefs? Oh, man, I had nightmares all last night that the Chiefs tight end was open. I had them too. What, did you wake up crying? Were you tossing and turning? Were you yelling in your scream? Were you punching the fucking air? Is that what you were doing? Look, it's not a nightmare matchup, okay? Both players were good enough to make it on their own NFL team. There's 53 players on 32 different teams. That's all that made it in the whole fucking world. I think the guy on the other side on the defense knows what the fuck he's doing. You know, if you had an infant try to cover the Chiefs tight end, then you call it a matchup nightmare. That's, you know what I mean? Like, holy shit. Fucking, he faked that baby right out. That baby was trying to get up to walk and it just kept falling right on its face as the tight end went right down the field and scored 17 touchdowns. That would be a matchup nightmare. Just give us the game. That's it. Don't add any other fucking nonsense in. We're not hearing any bullshit, all right? Just give us the game. We don't need any trendy new words. We don't need, oh my God, what are they saying? What's that? Oh, I got to pick that up. All right, don't call a fucking touchdown a tutty. None of that bullshit, all right? Just fucking sit there, watch the game, and you don't have to make up new words. You don't have to make up the, he's a downhill runner, okay? Nobody gives a fuck. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't want to look it up. I don't care what your fucking WAP is, what your WAP in baseball, what this OPS plus your BSB. I don't give a fuck about that. I know when a guy gets up, if he's fucking clutch or not, if he's going to get a hit. I don't give a fuck what he did. Look at his OPS. The pitcher's WAP. That's fucking nerd shit, and leave it out of the games.